story of Mert and Marge. Ray Hunt was found dead, shot to death in his office backstage in Hayfield's theater. It was murder. True to the traditions of the theater, the show went on as usual, with an unsuspecting audience sitting through the entire performance. When the final curtain rang down, the spectators poured out of the exits and heard...
Extra! Extra! Backstage murder! Ray Hunt murdered! Read all about it! Murder at Hayfield! Extra here! Read all about it!
In just a moment, we shall return to the exciting story of Mert and Marge. The scene is police headquarters, where the members of Hayfield's Pleasures have been taken for questioning. It is now 3 o'clock in the morning following the murder. And a weary little Margie is almost in tears as she says...
Oh, Myrtle, I wonder when they'll ever get to us. I'm getting so tired and sleepy.
Put your head on my shoulder, dear. Try to take a little nap. They've questioned all the stagehands and musicians and all the principals, and they let the showgirls all go through.
Why are they keeping the Chick Chicks until the last?
Well, I don't know, Margie. Oh, there's poor Clarence. He looks scared to death. He's coming over here.
Move over, Kate, and let me sit down.
Okay.
I'm just about to die.
Oh, gee.
I'm telling you, Mert, I'm so frightened the skin is all worn off my knees. They've been knocking together so. And I've sat on that hard chair so long that the skin on...
I guess we won't have to wait much longer, dear. We're only a few of us left.
Oh, Mert, I just thought of something. What if they should find out about that gun? Thank goodness I haven't it on me.
Well, Nell put it up on the shelf in the dressing room.
Sure.
Myrtle, what if they find it?
Well, if they do, Marge, I'm as good as in the hot squat. I'm a dead pigeon.
Gwen Rogers, step this way.
Look, that grubworm is asleep. Gwen, you're next.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wait a minute. Listen, Gwen, don't say anything about that coat and that gun.
Oh, yes. Oh, I forgot about the gun. What if they find it on that shelf?
If they do, I'm lost. Oh, this is dreadful. I'm lost, completely lost.
I'll be careful what I say, Clarence.
My life is in your hands, Petunia. Remember that now.
Hurry up in here, young lady. We want to get through here sometime tonight.
Well, get yourself out of the doorway so I can get in.
Oh, hello, Mr. Arnold.
Hello, Gran.
Oh, ain't it terrible what happened tonight?
Yes, Gran, yes. Sit down, please. Oh, by the way, O'Toole, have they located Vivian yet?
Well, one of the men phoned and said they found out where she is. They'll bring her right over.
Fine. Now, Gran, what's your name?
Oh, Mr. Arnold, you ask the funniest question. You know my name is Gwen Rogers.
You are about to make a statement, and you are to make the statement of your own free will. Now, do you care to make one?
Well, I'll tell everything I know.
Well, that won't take long. Get at it.
Where were you born?
Let me see. Ticonderoga, New York. Oh, I never can think of it, so I always tell people I was born in New York City.
When?
Whenever they ask me.
I mean, when were you born? How old are you?
22 come June, and that's the truth.
All right. Now, did you know Ray Hunt?
Did I know him? He's the biggest crab that ever put on a number, and I tell
Gwen,
you...
how long have you been with the Pleasures?
About 3 years. Taken off for 2 weeks when I was in the hospital once with appendicitis, and that was last September.
What time did you get to the theater tonight?
They called half hour.
Were all the girls in the dressing room at that time?
All except Mert and Billy.
Where were they?
Well, when I came in the theater, Mert was just coming out of Hunt's office. They were arguing about something. And then Mrs. Hunt started to talk to Mert outside his office, and... I don't know where Billy was.
All right, Gwen. Now, did you go right downstairs?
Yes, I did.
Did you meet anyone else on your way to the dressing room?
Margie. She was just going up to look for Mert.
Well, how long were Mert and Marge out of the dressing room?
I don't know, Mr. Arnold. I just got on my cold cream, and I was looking for my towel when Billy came in. And then Clarence came in. Oh, and you should have seen him, Mr. Arnold. He had on the funniest looking coat. We asked him where he got it, and he said somebody swiped his coat in a barber shop. And that was the only one left. And then Mert and Marge came in, oh, and we were all just laughing. And Nell reached into Clarence's pocket. And what do you suppose was in it?
What?
You'll never guess. Ooh, a gun.
A gun, huh? Well, what did he do with it?
Well, Nell found it, and she put it up on the shelf in the dressing room.
Joe, get down to the dressing rooms at the theater and see if that gun's still there.
Oh, was there any conversation about that gun?
Billy said to give it to Mert. Billy said Mert might need it if Mrs. Hunt got after her.
Well, what did Mert say?
Oh, Mert said we'd better give it to Mr. Hunt because Mrs. Hunt was mad at him.
Call Clarence Tiffington.
Clarence Tiffington.
Gwen, did you leave the dressing room at any time before Overture was called?
No, the boy called Overture. Oh, and then we heard somebody scream, and we ran upstairs, and it was Mert yelling. And there Hunt was, just as stiff as starch. And everybody was
so
scared.
That's all, Gwen, thank you. Sign the statement right here.
Oh, there. Gwen Rogers.
Well, thank you. Now you may go home, Gwen.
Bye, Mr.
Hunt. Goodbye. Did you call Clarence Tiffington, officer?
Clarence Stuffing Sniffer. Come on, dear.
Tiffington, you big brute. Oh, Mr. Arnold, may I have a glass of water? I'm that unstrung, I feel faint. I didn't do it, Mr. Arnold. I'm innocent.
Well, there's nothing to worry about. What's your name, Clarence?
That's it, Clarence. Clarence Tiffington.
All right. Now, you're about to make a statement. Do you make it of your own free will?
Mr. Arnold, I have no willpower left. I'm helpless. Do with me as you see fit.
Do you want to make a statement, or would you rather see your lawyer first?
Oh, Mr. Arnold, could I see my lawyer? He's the grandest person and understands me perfectly.
We got this Vivian out here.
Oh, bring her in. All right, you may go, Clarence.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Arnold.
We'll let it go for now, but, Clarence, you'll be called for questioning later.
Oh, well, when duty calls, Clarence is always there. Good night, Mr. Arnold.
Good night.
Say, Arnold, this guy ought to be good for a lot of laughs.
Say, you, I don't know who you are or what you are, but you can't talk that way to me. I'm New York's greatest costume designer, and I have you understand.
All right, go on home. Graham.
Yes, sir. My, he's so masterful.
Here's Miss Vivian.
Will you sit down, please? Are you care to make a statement?
What do you want to know, Mr. Arnold?
What's your full name?
Vivian Clark.
Where were you born?
New York City.
Miss Clark, how long had you known Ray Hunt?
I met him when I started rehearsing with the Pleasures this season.
Are you still with the Pleasures?
No. Hunt fired me to put that Minter kid in my place.
You mean you got the usual 2 weeks' notice?
Yeah, but he didn't let me work it out. I was given 2 weeks' salary and told to beat it.
What was the real reason for your being let out of the show?
Well, Hunt was on the make for me for weeks during rehearsals. Then all of a sudden, he gave me the brush for Spear.
You knew Hunt had a wife, didn't you?
Yeah, but that meant nothing in that guy's life. He spent weeks telling me how he was going to promote me in show business if
Were you fond of Hunt?
Yeah, until I got wise to him.
Were you in the theater at any time tonight?
Why, yes.
Weren't you supposed to be through and out of the Pleasures the night Miss Minter went on in your place?
Yeah, that's when Hunt told me to get out and stay out.
What were you doing in the theater tonight, or rather, last night?
Well, I went over there to get some special arrangements that Max Schwartz, the musical director, had made for me.
Did you talk to anyone when you came into the theater?
Yeah, I talked to Myrtle Spear. She was up in the corridor near the doorman's office.
What did you talk about?
She said she was sorry I'd been fired and told me the Minter kid had nothing to do with it. Spear's all right. I guess Hunt gave her a pretty rotten deal, too.
What time was that when you talked to Myrtle Spear?
Well, about 5 minutes after 8, I guess.
Did you look at the clock?
No.
Well, then how do you know?
Well, I'm just guessing, Mr. Arnold. Right after that, I left Spear and went down to the orchestra room. I passed the Minter kid on the steel stairs. She was coming up as I was going down.
Did you speak to her?
No.
Well, why not?
Well, I don't exactly love her for getting my job.
I see. What did you do downstairs?
I got my orchestrations from Max and talked a few minutes with the musicians and then went upstairs and out of the theater.
What time was that?
Oh, 15 minutes had been called.
Did you see anyone on your way out?
No.
When you went out the stage door, where did you go?
I walked up to Broadway.
Did you meet anyone on the street?
Why, yeah. As I turned the corner at 45th on Broadway, I met Mrs. Hunt.
Did you talk to her?
Yes.
What time was that?
Well, about 8:20, I imagine.
What did you say to Mrs. Hunt?
I told her Ray Hunt was dead.
Vivian, how did you know he was dead?
Why, Mr. Arnold, I... Well, I can't tell you now.
Okay. Sign the statement, Vivian. We can't make you talk if you don't want to, but I warn you, it'd be better if you did.
I won't sign it, and I won't answer that question.
Can you answer it?
Yes, but not now.
You'll be called for questioning later, Vivian Clark.
All right. Good night.
Call Margie Minter.
Margie Minter next.
I guess there's only one more left O'Toole, Myrtle.
Say, Mr. Arnold, you seem to know all these dames pretty well, don't you?
Yes, I do, O'Toole.
Oh, Jack! Mr. Arnold, can't Myrtle come in with me? She's the last one out there, and she's so tired. Please?
Sorry, Miss Minter. What is your full name?
Who killed Ray Hunt? Mert will be in a tough spot when she's interrogated. Why is she the last one to be questioned? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.